You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've only got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to kind of go over some of the things I learned up in Gainesville. We talked a little bit about resiliency. We were going to talk about that a little bit more with Kobe, but the university has this new center where they're bringing all kinds of disciplines together to study resiliency, the floods, all the different changes in the environment that we're seeing. So it's really something interesting. Resiliency is something Kobe and I just glossed over, but it's a real important thing. We also talk about Generation Z. You go, what's Generation Z? That's the kids in college today. They were born in the mid-90s to the early 2000s. They make up 25% of the population, bigger than any other demographic group. And you go, well, who cares about that? Well, the media do. The consumer companies do. These guys consume media like crazy. They prefer products over experiences, kind of different than the last generation. Always flips over
like
that.
They're kind of born computer ready.
They're ready, yeah. Computer ready, tech savvy, entrepreneurial. They like to create. It's a very creative culture. And they like kind of edgy stuff, too. This is what they were telling us. And then they went into some other things, which we talk about all the time on the show. They said that they really like to have a legitimate, real experience. They like people to be transparent. And see, that's what we talk about with Bruce all the time.
Yep.
So that's some of the things we learned in Gainesville. And of course, I visited Larry's store up in Gainesville. I want to thank Tom and the rest of the team up there for making it just really terrific. We went up there on Saturday. They had some really hot cars there. And everybody was absolutely terrific. I know that my friends in Gainesville and North Central Florida that own Audis go there. And in fact, took one of my friends over there and he's going to get his car serviced there. So that was good. And let's see. Went to the football game, had a good time in the Collier box. So that was a great time I had up there in Gainesville. And you know, one thing I really learned I really don't like to be away from Mrs. Freed. Oh yeah, Mrs.
Figure.
Freed couldn't go with me, but she'll go next time.
Where were you this afternoon?
Where was I this
afternoon? On Facebook. I saw a Facebook post.
I was downtown.
Downtown.
I was
Maryland Brickell?
Oh yeah, I was downtown. Actually, on the north side of the river. Yeah, it was on the north side of the river. I was at the Wells Fargo Tower. We had a big, big BizNow event. I want to thank Adriano for taking me to the BizNow event. Saw all the big shots there. Everybody from Matt Allen at the Related Group, to my good friend Brian Gale in Office, to my good friend... my good friend and then I blank on the name. Isn't that just me
John.
All the time? Huh?
John.
No, it's not John.
Mike.
But it was, no, not Mike. Now you do that to me. But anyway.
It'll come to you.
No, it was Beanie Mason, Greg Mason. See, there we go. I had to think about kidney, and I got right to Greg Mason, my good friend Greg Mason that does retail.
Kidney, Greg Mason.
Yeah, got Greg it. Mason. We remember Beanie. That's Beanie's husband.
Oh, okay.
Beanie Mason.
Beanie.
And then, let's see, what else did we do? Oh, we had some great meetings there. It was absolutely terrific. And we saw my good friend Angelo Bianco. Everybody's my good friend.
I know it.
Well, that's because I'm a good guy.
You're a good guy.
I am. Is anything going on out there in the news? Anything kind of funky going on?
Well,
today is
National Pepperoni Pizza Day. So, if you're thinking about dinner... There you go.
I think that's terrific.
It's also, I think it's National Fried Rice Day. I had some of that for lunch, actually. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Andrea.
Yeah, I saw that, actually, in the back. I saw the fortune cookies.
Yes, we were having a birthday party. Let me tell you, first time they didn't have Cuban sandwiches.
Well, the birthday party.
So we are moving up over here.
Well, that's really good.
Clear Channel. But National Pepperoni Pizza Day, it is actually I think 98% of people say they like pizza.
Oh, I like
pizza. But 66% of them are pepperoni people.
Yeah, I'm really more of a cheese mushroom. I like mushroom. My favorite pizza that I had ever was deep dish pizza when I was living in Chicago for the summer. And I used to get it with spinach, mushrooms, and onions. And then I would get like a pie and I'd take it home and eat it for like a week.
I like to throw some garlic on there just to keep people at bay.
Well, garlic is an implicit member of anything I'm eating.
Thing.
I love garlic.
22% say they can eat an entire pizza on their own. I'm one of those, but I think I eat small pizzas.
I got to eat a small pizza, and I'm moving away from finishing it all on my own.
Yeah.
I like to share it with my wife.
Well, if I had someone to share with, I would share.
Well, you got Fluffy in there.
He doesn't eat pizza.
I know.
Also, 3% say they'd rather eat pizza than be in a relationship. I'm somewhere in there.
Well, that's pretty strange.
I know. I'd rather eat a pizza with someone.
Yeah, I think that's the way you should go.
But, you know, in time. So there we go. That's today.
So, Wanda, let me tell you, what do you think about what Kobe was saying? I think that we need more of this mixed housing.
I like the mixed housing. I've always liked that burrito thing. I should have known it was his, but Now that I think about it, it's all very cool.
Well, there's another burrito that I really love. It's down on the entrance to South Beach. I want to give my friend Jeff Berkowitz a high five for putting Romero right there at the entrance to Miami Beach. It really does say hello to Miami and make you feel happy when you get to Miami Beach. Jeff Berkowitz is another guy that really believes in the art in public spaces. I think that that's something really that, that Miami needs more of. My favorite piece of art in a public space, well, you know that. It's the home run sculpture in Marlins Park.
Mm.
I love that thing.
I don't remember it, but...
When they hit the home run and the Dolphins fly and the wheels go crazy and everything, well, they didn't hit a home run when you were there.
That must not have happened then.
Yeah, well, they hit less home runs this
year. I'll have to go to another game.
They didn't see it go off a couple times this year.
All right, then. So, what do we have on store now? What's going on? Oh, you know what? I forgot. 5 ways to live a longer, happier, healthier life.
Oh, well, give me that. I'm interested.
Do we have time for that?
Well, give it quick.
The obvious, number one, don't smoke or drink too much. Uh-huh. Keep learning. I thought you liked that. Keep learning. Continued education helps you live longer, makes you happier, partly because people who do it are more likely to adopt healthier habits as they get older. So they're always reading, always learning, always growing. Maintain your friendships. Develop good coping skills. Stay away from the stress, Jim.
Yeah, well, I'm working on that one.
Yeah, all right.
I'm working on that.
You live a lot longer if you don't get angry.
Well,
so
I'm
much.
Working at that. I promise you I'm working on
okay.
that one.
Okay, and then generativity, which means giving back to your community. Generativity.
Well, I know I'm
There's
good
a new
on that
word.
One.
Yes, you are.
I think I
are.
Do a lot of that. There's only the stress thing, and I'm working on that.
Yeah, so you keep learning. You don't drink or smoke too much at all.
Yeah, that's true.